Robert Bailey was a coal miner for 36 years. He started in southern West Virginia's McDowell County, and by the time he retired from Patriot Coal, he was already having trouble breathing. By the time I first interviewed Bailey in 2014, his black lung disease was severe.
It's a struggle just to receive the help that you still need. I'm in the process of a lung transplant, but black lung insurance is protesting any further treatment toward this case.
That occasional puff you hear is the oxygen tank that kept him alive. Bailey was waiting to hear if Patriot Coal's insurance company would approve his appointment for a medical evaluation. Bailey had already been approved for federal black lung benefits, and his doctor told him he needed a double lung transplant. As he waited through another bureaucratic process, the clock was ticking.
They don't think that my lungs have very much life left in them. But now I'm in a waiting game of waiting on the insurance to verify their approval for me to receive this treatment.
The surgery was approved 4 months later. But by the time Bailey received a new pair of lungs, Patriot Coal was bankrupt. Bailey says he instead relied on a federal fund that pays to treat sick miners when no responsible company can be found. The transplant had given Bailey the opportunity to spend more time with his family, especially his grandchildren.
And they're just growing up. And next thing you know, they're going to be grown like I am. And if I hadn't had this time added to my life, I would miss all of that.
He also became a miners' advocate and spoke twice to Congress, urging lawmakers to act on the backlog of black lung cases. Amid a surge in the disease, miners often face unsafe work conditions and an adversarial system that often delays or denies benefits for sick miners. The bureaucracy is made worse by the wave of bankruptcies among mining companies. All that has put more pressure on the Federal Trust Fund for Sick Miners, which is already billions in debt. Bailey knew these issues perhaps better than anyone. He lived through them all.
I'm hoping that through my experience, other people could maybe have better results with the issues that comes up against them.
Bailey said he hoped his story might help inspire lawmakers. He pointed out that, unfortunately, laws often don't change until after miners die.
I don't want the things I went through just to drop and no knowledge to be gained, no people to be helped.
Almost 3 months ago, Bailey learned he had an aggressive form of liver cancer. Doctors gave him weeks to live, and he was on hospice care when I next visited.
Even though I've been granted and been blessed with this extra time that I wouldn't have had, it would be so much better in the long run if the disease itself would be conquered.
Robert Bailey passed away 28 days after our final conversation. Next month, coal miners, doctors, lawyers, and researchers will meet in Pipestem for the annual West Virginia Black Lung Conference. It's the place where I first met Robert Bailey when he was looking for answers, medical records in hand, almost 5 years ago. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.